Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon. A strong statement from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
This morning, Hamas launched a murderous surprise attack against the state of Israel and its citizens. We've been at it since early morning. I convened the heads of the security service. First of all, I instructed to cleanse the settlements of the terrorists who had infiltrated.
Speaking through an interpreter, Netanyahu said, "We are at war, not an operation, not rounds, but at war." CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem says this attack could have major political implications for Netanyahu.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has already been facing massive street protests for many months over his judicial reform. And now he's basically failed on the front of security. This attack took Israel totally by surprise. The army wasn't ready. There was no intelligence that this was going to happen. So Netanyahu will probably be weakened further by this failure.
The attacks have killed at least 22 people and wounded hundreds. United Auto Workers Union President Sean Fain reports progress in the strike against the big three automakers. Sandy Kirkland is a member of the union.
I think he's doing a great job. He's doing it strategically, and he's doing exactly what he promised 8 months ago when he became our president.
If you're looking for sunny skies along the Northeast today, it is not your day. Says Reynolds Wolf at the Weather Channel.
We have that moisture coming in from the Atlantic. That's going to be a story from south to north. But the energy out to the west that's going to be approaching to the east, all of that comes together to give you a pretty wet situation. And by the time all is said and done, we can expect some of these locations to have rain that could be pretty heavy at times. And where it does come down could be to the tune of maybe 3 to 5 inches in some locations.
New reports suggest former President Trump shared secrets about U.S. nuclear subs with Australian billionaire Anthony Pratt.
What's the potential ripple effect for national security?
With each telling of the story, people get far less concerned about being discreet or about protecting information.
On Truth Social, Trump called the new claims, quote, false and ridiculous. The spokesman for Pratt's company did not immediately respond. Sources tell CBS News there's no indication that Trump showed Pratt sensitive records, and no charges have been brought by the special counsel.
A strong earthquake with several aftershocks has struck in western Afghanistan. No reports of casualties at this time. And victory again for Simone Biles.
I know my parents had a heart attack.
She is now the most decorated gymnast in history. Biles won the individual all-around title at the World Championships in Belgium. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Gillette Intimate gives guys a gentle and easy shave on there. And around there. And even under there. Don't treat your groin like junk. Respect it with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get. Buy now at a retailer near you.
As the leaves change, leave the hiring to Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. And Indeed's interview tool lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from their website. Visit Indeed.com/credits.
A lot of schools talk about training the cybersecurity workforce of the future, but do they really deliver? My Computer Career has been supplying the IT workforce with thousands of skilled, certified pros for 15 years. Train with the experts in support, networking, or cybersecurity and start your career in months, not years. Upskill even faster. On campus or live online, qualified students may get financial aid, including the GI Bill. My Computer Career. Accredited, acclaimed, effective. Take the free career evaluation at mycomputercareer.edu.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hi friends, it's Stephen Hittner.
And Katrina Hittner from Family Natural Foods. We'll be having our 77th Customer Appreciation Sale going on Friday, October 6th, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday, October 7th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Friday, Martin from Natural Factors will be in, along with Tom Heck with Terry Naturally, answering any questions you may have. Then on Saturday, we'll have Jersey Valley cheese and allied elderberry immune samples.
We'll have all sorts of sales and fun in store for you. 20% off of supplements, 20% off of CBD products, plus 20% off of all essential oils and cosmetics. Please note that all these sales are limited to in-stock items.
And while you're walking around at Family Natural Foods, don't forget to sign up for some awesome door prizes and receive a free gift with your purchase. Please join us Friday, October 6th and Saturday, October 7th at Family Natural Foods for our 77th Customer Appreciation Day sale, located at 910 West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
We look forward to celebrating with you.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here every weekend, same time, same station. You can't miss us. We're always here, and we hope you are always here with us too. You will learn how to take care of yourself. You'll learn that you are the best person to know how to take care of yourself. Health is our obligation. Nobody improves our health but the choices we make. The doctor doesn't improve our health. In fact, the doctor doesn't know anything about health or nutrition or diet. They just know drug therapy and surgery. And the drug companies don't want you to know how to be healthy, because they make all their money from sick people. The sicker America, the more money they make. The more money their shareholders make. It's all about money, not about health. They're trying to treat what they call diseases, but are just metabolic disorders that are brought about by the lack of a healthy diet, the lack of vitamins and minerals, and all the other accessory food factors that we find in food. Our food is the foundation of our health. Like gas is the foundation of your car. You can't go anywhere without gas. You can't have a healthy life without healthy food. So we're trying to help you choose and make the best choices. So we have a great lineup of topics today. We're going to talk about Boswellia. It's a tree that grows in North Africa, India, and some of the other countries in that region. We'll talk about, oh my gosh, energy out of a can. You've got to listen to this one. And olive oil for memory and mental health. We could talk about olive oil for every condition in your body, and that how it improves positively any health condition. And then we'll talk about the most common deficiency of nutrients. And the problem today is the increasing cancer rates in young people. We thought we would see cancer in the elderly after decades of abuse, smoking for 30, 40, 50 years, would gradually, well, maybe not even gradually, but would catch up to them. And in many cases, smoking causes cancer. The two biggest factors for causing cancer are smoking and obesity, being overweight. And why are people overweight? The number one cause of fat cells in our body being gorged with fat is sugar and the refined carbohydrates that quickly turn to sugar in the body. And the benefits of strawberries for your brain. And we'll talk about rose hips as the nutrient, or the herb, I should say, of the day. Have you heard of sundowning? Well, we'll discover that today. So we have a lot of good things to talk about today. So let's talk about an ancient tree and how it has been discovered as a modern medicine. Boswellia. It's a tree that is native to India, Northern Africa, and the Arabian Peninsula, and other countries in that region. And with over 20 distinct species of the tree. Now, the medicine comes from the resin that's within the tree. When we tap a maple tree, eventually we have a sap that we can convert into maple syrup. There's a sap or a resin in Boswellia. And they tap the tree, only instead of boring a hole, they slash the bark with knives. And as the tree is, I would say, somewhat abused, there is a sap that runs down the slashing to heal the slashing of the tree. And then these form a droplet at the bottom of the slashing, and it's called the teardrops of India. They form almost like a teardrop. It's a medicine. It has so many medicinal values that we should discover the benefit of Boswellia with frankincense oil. Frankincense oil also comes from Boswellia. This is a very precious essential oil. And it's been used medicinally for thousands of years. Thousands of years. For arthritis, diarrhea, ringworm, boils, fevers, skin and blood diseases, cardiovascular disease, mouth sores, sore throat, bronchitis, asthma, cough, vaginal discharges, hair loss, jaundice, hemorrhoids, and stimulation of the liver, and more. Now, why can a sap or resin treat so many conditions that a drug could never treat more than one condition at a time? But a drug is only one molecule. It's designed to treat or inhibit or overexpress one pathway or one target. Where the sap or the resin of the Boswellia tree contains many, many hundreds, if not thousands, of molecules. So it can work on a variety of pathways all at one time at different levels at the same time. It's like a pharmacy in one. It is amazing what plants can do and drugs can't. So how does it work? Why is it so effective? Well, you may have heard about COX-2. Some drugs, some plants are referred to as a COX-2 inhibitor. The COX-2 is a pathway. It's an enzyme. Prostaglandins. And if that pathway becomes overexpressed, producing too many prostaglandins, we're going to have pain and other inflammatory conditions. But there's also another pathway called the 5-LUX enzyme or pathway. 5-LUX, L-O-X. And Boswellia can inhibit the activity of the 5-LUX pathway. So when we have an excessive production of leukotrienes, which are produced by the pathway, the 5-Lux pathway, the COX-2 produces prostaglandin. The 5-Lux pathway produces leukotrienes. And the 5-Lux triggers inflammation, another type of inflammation associated more with the upper respiratory tract and the intestinal tract and joint structure and function, like asthma, allergies, COPD, and any and all other respiratory diseases like sinus or bronchitis. And for the intestinal disorders like IBS, IBD, colitis, Crohn's disease, and all other intestinal diseases, as well as cancer. The 5-Lux activity stimulates cancer cell growth. So by blocking, inhibiting the 5-Lux pathway, restores the body's ability to kill off cancer cells. Because when the 5-Lux pathway is overstimulated, that's when cancer cells grow out of control, especially brain tumors. In Germany, Boswellia is approved for swelling of the brain, excessive fluid on the brain, and brain tumors. So we need to restore a balance to the activity of the 5-Lux pathway or enzyme. And it in turn will restore the body's ability to kill off cancer cells. Now at the current time, as I speak now, there is no drug available to inhibit the 5-Lux pathway. There are drugs, many drugs, some very dangerous drugs that can block the COX-2 pathway. And one that was very dangerous was Vioxx, which eventually was taken off the market because it had killed over 32,000 people. Not the disease, the drug killed 32,000 people. So the FDA took it off the market. Now, there is no drug today that can have any effect on the 5-Lux pathway. Boswellia is so superior that it deserves our research and study. And since it has no side effects, none whatsoever, no adverse events, it can give us a huge benefit by being able to restore to some degree. Now, everybody's going to be different. So it'll restore and reduce the excessive activity to reduce the risk of cancer. So everybody should take advantage, regardless of how much value it does, how much benefit it does, because it'll do some benefit to some degree. It's worth putting it into our daily regimen. Now, frankincense is primarily the oil. Boswellia is the resin. Frankincense is the oil. And in studies, frankincense shrinks melanoma tumors. Melanoma tumors are one of the most aggressive forms of skin cancer. And if it's not stopped, it is highly likely to spread, to metastasize. And once it does, the prognosis is very poor. And death occurs very often. and chemotherapeutic drugs that are used to treat melanoma frequently cause liver damage. The drugs are dangerous. But now a new study looked at the effects of 14 days. Now, this, just keep in mind, this is a study, animal study, because you can't treat humans with cancer, that have cancer, with alternative medicines, because it's not approved. It will never be approved by any board. So they use animals, sorry, but they use animals. Usually mice or rats. They don't use dogs, cats, or any higher level of animals. Usually mice and rats. And they're bred for that specific purpose. Because if we could prove it in animals, we have a much better knowledge of what it does in humans. And a study I ran across looked at the effects of frankincense essential oil to treat melanoma in animals in a 14-day study. Now, 14 days. So what happened? So day one of the study, it was indicated that all the animals had tumors of about the same size. Day six, tumor size in the untreated control increased by 25%. Increased by 25%. So if they weren't treated with frankincense oil, their tumor size increased by 25% in 6 days. In the frankincense essential oil group, increased just 2%. Now by day 14, the tumor size had doubled in the control group, which did not get any kind of treatment, no treatment. Now in the frankincense essential oil group, after 14 days, the tumors decreased by 25%. And no side effects, no adverse events on the liver or the brain, which are common. Chemo drugs are very, very harsh, toxic to the liver and to the brain, which is called chemo brain. And there is also good research on another herb called andrographis that during chemotherapeutic treatments, along with andrographis, it was able to preserve more brain cells, healthy brain cells, healthy liver cells. There's so much to gain with natural products to help along with even toxic drugs. Now here's some more research on cancer with Boswellia and frankincense. We know how difficult pancreatic cancer is. Very few people survive. They never survive past 5 years. And sometimes you'll see someone who passed away within 6 months after being diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. But animals that had pancreatic cancer were given frankincense oil. They then had a 65% decrease in the size of the tumors versus the control animals that had no treatment. And in bladder cancer, this was not an animal study, this was a cell study. 24 hours of exposure to frankincense oil resulted in 100% cancer cell death, while normal bladder cells were unchanged, unharmed and survived, healthy and so the active component in Boswellia is referred to as AKBA, four letters, AKBA, ACBA. This is the most active critical compound in Boswellia that completely stops colon cancer cells' migration and invasion. The combination of ACPA along with curcumin, that's a great combination, a very powerful combination. And that combination in colon cancer led to an 80% reduction in colon cancer cell tumors in less than 21 days. 21 days. When drugs were put under the same kind of study, they could not shrink the colon cancer tumors more than 10%. When Boswellia and curcumin could shrink more than 80%. So what do you look for to make sure you're getting a good quality, highly effective Boswellia and frankincense oil? Well, first of all, look for the Boswellia extract because there's 20 species. So you want to get a Boswellia serrata. Boswellia spelled B-O-S-W-E-L-L-I-A, Boswellia. Serrata. S-E-R-R-A-T-A, serrata. That is the species that is receiving all the attention, all the research, all the studies, because it is the most effective species out of the 20 different species of Boswellia. And it should be labeled to contain less than 5% beta Boswellia or boswellic acids, because that beta boswellic acid seems to affect inflammation in a negative way. So all the real top researchers in India remove the beta boswellic acid less than 5%. And the AKBA, which is the key active compound, should be at least 10%. Which is the most powerful compound in Boswellia. So when you look for a Boswellia serrata, make sure there is extra frankincense oil. And frankincense oil is a very powerful anti-inflammatory. If you have a knee that is killing you, swollen up, hot, pain, you can rub it with frankincense oil. You can buy a small bottle of essential oil, frankincense oil, and massage it into your knee. This species is very, very safe. Now, when you want to take it as a oral supplement, swallowing it, I would suggest 300 to 600 milligrams of Boswellia with frankincense oil daily. And the best part of all this, even if you don't get the results that you prayed for, but I'm sure you will, this plant really has been extremely effective. But the nice part is it has no known side effects or adverse events. It performs without any worry about it. Now, here's something, wow, this is major. So I'm going to skip over to work on another project. Olive oil. Oh, I love this. Olive oil. I'm writing a book on olive oil. Because I think everybody should be taking a high level of olive oil daily as a medicine. Take it off the spoon. Don't drizzle it on food. Yes, you can do that too. Put it on everything. But I don't rely on the oil that you put on food, because sometimes you just don't get all of it then. Sometimes it's just making the bowl of your salad more oily. You don't get all the oil that you put on food. You don't get all the oil that you cook with. So take it off the spoon like a medicine. 1 to 2 tablespoons daily at least. I'm up to 6 to 8 tablespoons a day, which is based on the studies in the Mediterranean countries. Their least amount of olive oil taken is about 1/4 cup. And some are up to 1 cup a day for many other diseases. But as a preventative, 1 to 2 tablespoons daily. And olive oil is great for your memory and mental health. Here's a really good study on your brain. A new study looks at a connection between diet and the risk of dying from dementia. Researchers analyzed 30 years of health and dietary data from over 90,000 Americans looking for death from dementia. And the results, those who consumed more than 1/2 tablespoon of olive oil, 1/2 tablespoon of olive oil each day, had a 28% lower risk of dying from dementia compared to those who never or rarely ate olive oil. Simply replacing 1 tablespoon of margarine a day with 1 tablespoon of olive oil reduced the risk of death from dementia by up to 14%. The researchers noted that the benefits of olive oil were independent from a healthy diet. In other words, people who ate a less than optimal diet still did get regular consumption of olive oil, experienced benefits from the brain, liver, and mental function. So even if your diet is not the best, olive oil makes it better, much, much better. And I've got to pause. Time for some commercials and for the station to identify itself, but I am not going away. I'm coming right back, and I'd like to see you back too. This is Terry Naturally with Terry Talks Nutrition. And welcome back, my friends. This is Terry Naturally with Terry Talks Nutrition. Visit my website. There's a lot of good information on TerryTalksNutrition.com. You can listen to the radio show live anywhere around the world. You can listen to radio shows wherever you are. Just go into the archive section of the radio show, and you can pull up radio shows and listen to till the cows come home or until pigs fly. You can listen. And there's a ton of newsletters. Go to the archive section of the e-newsletter. We have a newsletter that we send out to your email address every Friday. If you haven't subscribed to my newsletter, please do. You'll get a lot of good information. We talk about how to have better health every week. It has to be repetitive until we learn to do it naturally. So there's a lot of good information there. So join me on my website whenever. So I'm with you for an hour. But you can be at the website reading and listening, as I said, for a long time. Now, do you think you can get enough energy out of a can? A can of what? Well, that's what I would like to know. A can of what? So, there are some cans of drinks that people rely on for their energy level. We did some investigation about young people, which are the biggest users of energy drinks. 30 to 50% of young people drink energy drinks. And what happens after? Many adverse side effects of energy drinks have been documented in young athletes, which includes increased stress, aggressive behavior, increased blood pressure, increases the risk of obesity and type 2 diabetes, causes poor sleep or insomnia, stomach and intestinal tract irritation. Energy drinks are typically formulated with caffeine and sugar. Some brands have the level of caffeine equivalent to 3 to 4 cups of coffee in a single serving and packaged in aluminum, a known brain toxin. High caffeine intake in young people can cause anxiety, insomnia, high blood pressure, and irregular heartbeats. So here's a better way to build healthy energy. So your dietary choices are crucial. Yeah, you can choose those cans out there. There are complete refrigerators with stocked with energy drinks, cans of energy. But let's just say here's a few ways to get more energy. Just drink water. Why? There's no energy in water. Yes, there is. Because if you're dehydrated, you have fatigue. So if you hydrate with water, you're going to have more energy. Your brain is going to think better. Your whole body. You know, if you squeeze out everything out of the, you know, we're only about 70% water. So take the time to drink more water, even if you're not thirsty, because we have lost the ability to know what thirst is. And make time to get enough sleep. Don't try to get by on 5 to 6 hours of sleep. And my favorite choice for energy, and with no question and no doubt, it works. Red ginseng. It has been shown to increase energy, reduce fatigue in elite athletes. In a study of people with chronic fatigue, 60% of the subjects in the study experienced significant improvement. And along with increased energy levels, like 67% increase in energy, 72% improvement in stamina, 48% improvement in mental clarity. Take 200 to 400 milligrams of red ginseng daily, and safe for young athletes after the age of 12. Ginseng, it does not have side effects. It's not a stimulant. It's a tonic. It's an adaptogen. It's safe. I think we should make red ginseng in a green and gold package. Just a hit. You know, we talked earlier about olive oil. I wanted to go back and talk one more thing about olive oil and the benefits that it has. Because it really does make a big, huge difference. Dr. Mary Flynn, who I mentioned before, from Boston University, she's a professor there, and she has been studying olive oil And I don't know of anyone else, to my knowledge, that has studied olive oil for 30 years. I'm sure they're out there, but I haven't been in contact with anybody but Mary Flynn that has 30 years of research. And she said there is no other food equivalent to olive oil that can treat, cure, and prevent diseases as well as olive oil. So if you're not using olive oil, you know, I'm in the process of writing my book on olive oil. Not, you know, I just think it needs to be said. And people need to learn that olive oil is a medicine. Not some cheap olive oils that have no polyphenols, but very, what they call medicinal olive oil. So my book should be out in about a month, maybe 6 weeks. I'll let you know when it's available. Now, here are some of the most common nutrient deficiencies. That means if you're not getting that nutrient, you're going to see side effects. So what nutrients do most people lack? And this is according to the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control. The three most common nutrient deficiencies in America are, this is based on their research, number one, vitamin B6. Some symptoms of a lack of vitamin B6 are skin rashes, cracked lips, fatigue, tingling in the hands and feet. Number two, iron. Very few people take iron. There was a study done 10, 15 years ago that said too much iron causes heart disease or heart complications. And everybody stopped taking iron. It's a critical nutrient. And probably the number one reason for restless legs. And women who are pregnant or contemplating pregnancy should be on iron. And some of the symptoms are fatigue. Probably one of the major is fatigue. Pale skin. Cold hands and feet. Chest pain. And an extra fast heartbeat. And number three, vitamin D. Some symptoms, such as fatigue, bone pain, depression, hair loss, muscle weakness, and frequent illness. And I would add, this is my personal opinion, but beyond these three, I would add magnesium as the top choices. A lack of magnesium causes many conditions of the heart and high blood pressure and restless legs and fatigue. And 80 to 90% of Americans do not get a level of magnesium that is sufficient to ward off these side effects. We need 320 milligrams of magnesium per day for a woman, 420 milligrams of magnesium for a man, and we are not even approaching those levels as on a daily basis. Some of the top world experts in magnesium research would like to see us at 600 to 800 milligrams of magnesium to help to restore the loss of magnesium in the cells, and then later reduce, as the symptoms are reduced, to a lower level of magnesium. Magnesium is so lacking in people today that it should be, I think, added to these other three nutrients that most people lack. Now, supplements can help fill the gaps. Truly, if you're going to eat a bad diet, you can't out-supplement a bad diet. Supplemental nutrients, like a daily multiple, can help fill nutritional gaps that are not being completed with a poor diet or a diet that is, I guess some people just are happy with the same diet over and over and over again with no nutritional value, no vitamins and minerals, no fruits and vegetables, a boring diet. So here's what I would start with. Choose a quality daily multiple, which contains a full range of vitamins and minerals at more than 100% of the RDA. There's no research today that backs up the RDA. The research, there's no reason to do research on vitamins and minerals, because no vested interest cares if we get enough vitamins and minerals. The doctors don't care. The drug companies certainly don't care. And only the RDA, the recommended daily allowance, is what you need to prevent a full-blown nutrient deficiency, not what you need for optimal health, just to keep you from dying. And nutrients are for everyone. You don't need an age or gender-specific formula. You don't need a woman's formula or a man's formula. You don't sit down at the table for dinner and have a woman's plate and a man's plate. You eat the same meals. You're looking to get the same vitamins and minerals if you serve good, healthy food, rich in vitamins and minerals. That's all marketing hype. To have a meal, because you could say you could sell the whole family the kid's formula, the woman's formula, the man's formula. It's all based on money. And nutrients in their optimal forms for absorption and efficiency. Active forms of B vitamins and chelated minerals. So look for a natural formula free of the toxic ingredients that are in most over-the-counter vitamins and minerals in the big box stores, like BHT, a synthetic preservative. Artificial colors, artificial flavors, and always, this is my opinion, say no to gummies. Frequently contain a high level of sugar, primarily high fructose corn syrup, artificial colors, low on vitamins and minerals, really low on vitamins and minerals, mostly really low on minerals, especially iron. Because iron would have a bitter taste. So they don't put them in gummies. Now here's the problem today we are having. Increasing cancer rates. Not in the elderly, which you would might think would be a place to look at the elderly having an increased rate of cancer. Because after 70, 80, 90 decades, nine decades, in their 80s and 90s, after smoking, drinking, whatever it might be, chemicals, pollution, it catches up with over time. But now we're seeing cancer rates spike up significantly in young people. A new study reports that cancer rates in older adults over 65 have decreased. But cancer rates in young people under 50 have significantly increased. So the researchers looked at the data from over 500,000 Americans. This data was collected between 2010 and 2019. Cancer rates rose steadily in people under the age of 50, with the greatest increase between the ages of 30 and 39. They were 19% higher than normal. And the most common cancer diagnosis was in young group of people was with breast and colon cancers. So men and women under the age of 50 were diagnosed more often, more frequently, with breast and colon cancer. Why the increase? And what can be done to prevent cancer? A lot can be done. But there's no money in the new way of preventing cancer. What increases the cancer risk? What increases? Now, we think there's no way for us, you and I, what can we do? Cancer comes, but unexpectedly. But there are things we do that are responsible for the incident of cancer. Upward of 60 to 70% of an increased risk of cancer is caused by obesity and smoking. Now, if we want to prevent cancer, we stop smoking, we lose weight. Our choice. Or we wait to have cancer and then go through the, if we choose, go through chemotherapy, radiation, surgery, whatever. A poor quality or not enough sleep. And sedentary lifestyles. No life activity, no exercise. And then exposure to pollution or any all of the carcinogenic chemicals. And we are now exposed daily to 70,000 chemicals in our food, beverages, pollution, airborne contaminants. So now how can we choose a cancer prevention plan? Some of it is going to be very easy. Some of it you may have to kick and scream on the way to change. Choose a different diet than you're eating now if you're just eating the American diet. If you're eating the American diet, that is an increased risk of cancer. So the choice is, and it's all choice, it's your choice, it's my choice, choose minimally processed whole foods. Get rid of all the sugar. Sugar is the number one cause of most metabolic disorders and cancer in our bodies. I would highly recommend a choice of one of three diets: the ketogenic diet, the Mediterranean diet, or the paleo diet, not the American diet. So you have to switch. You can't eat the American diet and live healthy. No way. That's why we are the sickest country in the world. And food is supposed to be our medicine. And then exercise your body. Walk, swim, bike, work out with weights. Weights will make you stronger, make your bones stronger, and maintain a healthy weight. And then you can supplement your diet with proven, clinically studied supplements with additional anti-cancer nutrients like grapeseed extract, specifically the French grapeseed extract without tannins, curcumin, andrographis, melatonin, berberine, and boswellia. So look for my book that I have been so honored to write with Dr. Ajay Goyal. So for more, you can look for the book called Outsmart Cancer. Outsmart Cancer with Powerful Natural Medicines. You can find the link under Health Books on my website, terrytalksnutrition.com. Dr. Ajay Goyal has been researching these types of alternatives for 20 to 25 years. He's probably one of the best researchers in the world on natural alternatives. He has a key position at City of Hope Hospital and Cancer Center north of Los Angeles. And he has written over 200 scientific papers, many books, and is on the board to study other researchers' results. So this is a book that I think everybody should read. Read it, pass it out to your friends, or buy them a gift of a book called Outsmart Cancer with Powerful Natural Medicines. If you know a friend that has cancer, or if you know anyone that is not healthy, and all you have to do is go to my website, terrytalksnutrition.com, and you can order the book. Now, this last few seconds before we sign off today, I just want to talk to you about strawberries. But be careful, because strawberries is the number one fruit sprayed with pesticides. But if you can find healthy strawberries, organic strawberries, unsprayed and organically grown, they found that 35 healthy volunteers were given freeze-dried strawberry powder, the equivalent to 2 cups of fresh strawberries daily for 8 weeks, and their mental function and basic health tested. The mental processing from these strawberries increased by 5.2%. Systolic blood pressure decreased by 3.6%. Total antioxidant capacity significantly increased by 10%. The good about strawberries, they are a great source of antioxidants, polyphenols, vitamins, minerals, and fiber. The bad about strawberries, as I mentioned, they are more likely to be contaminated with pesticides, more so than any other kind of fresh produce or fruit. 99%, wow, that's up there, of conventional strawberries tested had at least one pesticide residue, and 30% of strawberries consumed today in America had 10 or more pesticides detected on the strawberries. So always choose organic, unsprayed strawberries. And with that, my friend, I'm all ready to sign off for today. Just want to remind you that we're here every weekend, same time, same station, and we're here to help you understand how you can have better choices in your life and better health. So always find me here. I hope you join me. So I would ask you to pray for this crazy, crazy world. Have you ever seen America in this? Oh my gosh. I don't have words to say what I think of what is happening to America. So God bless you, my friends. And I hope God blesses this great country with a sanity and a revolution to come back